You mentioned that you met somebody who was at first interested in a relationship and then later decided that he was not. Would it be okay if I asked you, was he American or Russian?
Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how any man could meet you and then decide he wasn't serious about a relationship. I think in America, any man who met you would be quite lucky, and he would know that and be very serious about a relationship.
I hope so.
Uh-huh. I like what you said about someone who does not subdue your life, somebody who will let you grow as a woman and a person, very, very important. And somebody who can take his part in raising children is also, of course, very, very important. I think a lot of American men really enjoy being a father. We enjoy doing our part in raising children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear you saying that you want to have children and a family someday.
Yes, I would like to have children.
Yeah. How many children would you like to have, Alexander?
I don't know, actually. It's a tough question for me now. But I should start with one, at least. And then I'll see how I will be able to cope with it.
One is definitely a good start.
Yes.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother. He's younger than me. He's only 16.
He's only 16. Okay, so... So you have some experience with younger children, at least,
yes,
through your brother and such. So you mentioned your brother, who's 16. Do you have a mother and father in Nizhny Novgorod also?
I have my family. It's not as large. We are only three.
Mm-hmm.
My father, my brother, and me.
Ah, okay. And obviously you've been to America, but... Do your father and brother know about your hopes of meeting a foreign guy for marriage and for a family someday?
Yes, sure. They are not against. It's up to me completely because I'm quite independent.
Mm-hmm.
So this decision, I mean, in my private life.
They understand this is your decision. They're not against it, in other words.
No, they're not against.
Mm-hmm. Well... Have you thought about whether the guy that you would like to meet should be from America, or could he be from Europe or Australia or some other countries?
Actually, it doesn't matter for him. He wants me to be happy, and all the other things doesn't matter.
Yeah. And sometimes we have men who are businessmen who can actually live, at least for some time, in another city like Nizhny Novgorod. If you met somebody who came to Nizhny Novgorod and loved your city and wanted to stay there with you, would that mm-hmm. be okay?
Yeah, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It would be perfect.
It would be perfect, exactly. You wouldn't have to leave your beautiful city.
Yeah.
Alexandra, can you tell us a little bit about what you like to do in your city? Do you have some favorite places to go in your city?
Yes. Firstly, it's for sure the Kremlin. It's
mm-hmm.
in the center of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a historical part of the city and it's very beautiful here, especially in the early autumn when it's just a picturesque place to see. And I wish you saw it. And the main street, it's Shaipakovskaya Street. It's the modern street, and it's just the tourist center, I could say. It's full of different fashion boutiques, cafes, restaurants, and a lot of people are on the street, and it's the place where the youngsters usually meet.
Mm. Very nice. There must be a lot of very nice cafes and very, very nice museums, very many places to visit in your city, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've now got the historical place, so it's a lot to see here.
Now, you've seen all of your city many, many times. Would it be boring for you to show your city to someone who came to meet you there?
Oh, for sure, no. I could even make an excursion because I know a lot about my city, about the history and about its modern state. No, it will be just a pleasure for me.